Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. How are you?
I am great. I am really, really excited because this gentleman that we've got in the studio, he is immensely talented. I have known him for over 20 years. He is going to share with us a very monumental event that's taking place in gospel music here in the Inland Empire.
That's exciting.
Right? And so I just want to say welcome to Maestro Dansby Sturtevant to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. It is so wonderful to see you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. I am so glad to be with Regina. And I go back a long way, and she is talented. She never puts emphasis on herself very much.
No, she doesn't.
But I just want your audience to know that we're in royalty even when she's in the room.
Uh-huh.
So I appreciate being
excellent
able to talk to her this today.
That is not what my family says.
No, excellent.
Well, I know your family, so I'll do that with a little grain of salt.
Well, you know what, Danny? I want to start out by having you give us a little bit of history of the Gospel Music Workshop of America as an organization, because the history is really rich.
Oh, my goodness. James Cleveland started this organization way back in 1968.
Right.
And he decided this vision was a gospel music project that go over everything in gospel. Choirs, announcers, dancers, cotillion. He did the whole gamut. It was almost as if it was a whole convention of churches.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took that concept and he brought songwriters and musicians who the theme of the whole convention is where everybody is somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been echoed all over the world. And he has his legendary is phenomenal. We work with all kind of artists. Artists start their careers in the Gospel Music Workshop. And you can go far back. You look at John P. Key, Kirk Franklin. They all started their careers in the Gospel Music Workshop of America.
So it's kind of like what the Apollo is to R&B.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The Gospel Music Workshop is to the gospel music industry, right?
Yes, yes.
We'll find, and for a lot of those who may not be aware, Danny, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of Reverend James Cleveland's most monumental moments or kind of midstream moments came because he was very fundamental in that Amazing Grace concert and recording that Aretha Franklin did, which is historical.
Yes.
Not just in gospel music, but in music, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was very much a vital part of that, and some of what I consider to be just gospel classics and anthems for the church were penned by Reverend James Cleveland. So that's who we're talking about, and that's how this organization got started. And now coming forward, tell us a little bit about your current role with the Inland Empire Gospel Music Workshop of America.
We are a component of the LA chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And James Cleveland actually was he's the founder of the whole thing, but he was based out here in Los Angeles. So he had a lot of people who just were underneath his wing that has blown up tremendously. So my role in the Inland Empire is a community organization. Mm-hmm. We have members from all different denominations all over Inland Empire. We even have, we say we're the Inland Empire / High Desert component. Yeah.
High Desert, yeah. Get us in there.
Yes.
That's
and
right.
So we have people from all over, all the way from San Diego, all the way up to Victorville, and all the way through Las Vegas. So we have we have chapters everywhere, but specifically here, we have a great following of people who really have launched us and support us, and we really have an opportunity to spread the gospel in this Inland Empire / High Desert area.
I love it. And so you guys have, part of the reason that we're here today and we're talking about this is because you guys have a very special event. It's a milestone event, as a matter of fact, that's coming up. And I want you to tell us about that.
Well, I've been in gospel music with the chapter for over 25 years.
Wow.
And so we're going to do a 25th year anniversary of all the songs that I've written over the last 25 years for the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And our convention is set up to where we are in different cities every year.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, we was just in North Carolina.
Okay.
So we've been in Los Angeles. We've been in New York, everywhere. We've been everywhere. And so this is a milestone because I wrote songs that were presented in the convention. And so the convention itself, in mass choir, normally there's about 3,000 people in mass choir.
Yeah, that's huge.
And I presented songs to the convention for 9 years in a row and never got a song accepted into the convention. And 1 year, Rodina Preston, who is the sister of Billy Preston.
Right.
I asked Rodina to come out to the Inland Empire and to listen to our concert that year. And she came. I told the same story to her and the congregation about I had never had a song accepted and wasn't sure if I was a good songwriter because I never got any good feedback from them.
Right.
And did our concert. She was like floored.
Mm.
There were 9 of us at that time. And when she heard the song, I did a song called Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say So. And we sung that song. My little choir did their thing. She loved that song so much. And there was, for the first time, I did a toe tapper. I wrote a toe tapper.
Mm-hmm.
And we presented it that night as well. And so we gave her time and room to stand up and, you know, address us. And she said, I don't know why you never got a song in the workshop before. But I want you to know that tonight you're going to have a song
that
in the workshop.
That changes. And before I let you go on, you got to tell us what a toe tapper is.
Yeah.
A toe tapper is like a very upbeat Church of God in Christ song.
Yes.
And it has this great feel.
Yes.
And I never did that before. And so when I did it and we presented it, she says, okay, we're going to take Let the Redeemer of the Lord Say So. And that's going to be in mass choir. And so, of course, my little choir, they didn't know what to do with themselves. They want to run around the church and all of that. I said, well, Rodina, thank you so much for coming tonight. We appreciate you. She said, I'm not finished. And everything stopped. I said, what else could she say? She said, I love that toe tapper. So we're going to put that toe tapper in new music seminar. This new music seminar is for artists and choir directors that come to get material to take back to their choirs.
Yes.
And she said, we're going to put that in new music. And there's only been 3 times in the history of the Gospel Music Workshop of America convention where one artist got 2 songs in 2 different places in the convention. And I was one, and it was outstanding. She She treated this was in Dallas, Texas. This is where the workshop was.
Yeah.
This was in 2006.
And so that began your legacy of making history, right?
Yes.
Being one of the three.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
Then now bringing you to 25 years
mm-hmm.
of serving Inland Empire, Gospel Inland Empire High Desert,
yes.
Gospel Music Workshop of America.
Yes.
So tell us date, time, location, all of that, so we can be there and get in on a little bit of that.
Well, it's going to be in San Bernardino, California.
Okay.
It's going to be at the 16th Street Seventh-day Adventist Church. Very easy to find, right off the 210 freeway. It starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
But the doors will open at 5, and we're expecting a great crowd. This venue seats anywhere between 300 and 500 people.
Okay.
And so we're looking to fill that whole place.
Right.
Fill it with gospel.
With gospel music lovers, those who want to learn.
Yes.
Have the experience.
Yes.
And what's the date of it again?
The date is going to be October 4th. It's the first Saturday in October.
Okay. So October 4th, doors open at 5, 6 o'clock, choir.
Yes.
In gear.
Ready
right?
to roll. Yes.
Okay. All right. And the church again?
It's the 16th Street Seventh-day Adventist Church in San Bernardino, California.
Okay. And then tickets, are they necessary, needed?
Yes.
And how do
tickets,
we get them?
Tickets are $20. We're not even charging a whole bunch. My folks wanted me to charge more. I said, no, I want everybody to be able to come. So it's going to be $20. You can... the phone number that you can call mm-hmm. to get tickets is 760-912-3079. And you can say how many tickets you want. And in this day and age with social media and all that stuff, you can Zelle and your tickets will be ready for you at the door.
Okay.
And we would love to have as many people come as possible. This is going to be,
Yes. This
is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And so if people want to go and, like I said, just have an evening of experiencing great gospel music, great singing, great energy, get your spirits revived, right?
Mm, yes.
Renewed, refreshed. All of that, right?
Yes.
It's on a Saturday, so you'll be right ready for church Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
right? So again, Danny, it's October the 1st.
Fourth.
The fourth.
The first October, Saturday. See, look at me messing
okay.
up.
October no
4th, right?
Yes.
Doors open at 5.
Yes.
Concert starts at 6.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And the church again?
It is the 7th. 16th Street, Seventh-day Adventist Church in San Bernardino, California.
Okay. And they'll all have a chance to see Maestro Dansby Sturdivant in all of his glory and hear some of the amazing songs that you've been able to compose over this 25 years that you have been kind of leading the Inland Empire High Desert Gospel Music Workshop of America. Danny, before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to share with us?
I just want to share and thank the public for supporting all the things that we've done up until now. Regina, I really want to thank you for Regina and I have worked together, like mm-hmm. we said before, quite a while, for a long period of time. Regina was the first person to really... told me that I was a songwriter, producer. Mm-hmm. I was trying to act like I was an artist, and I can do that every now and then.
Yes.
But as an artist, she took me under her wing and showed me stuff in business, on the business side of things that was just, I still use to this day. And I just want her to know that she's holds a very, very special place in my heart, in my family's heart, and we appreciate you so, so very much.
Thank you. And I just want to say to you, amazing. I'm excited at the legacy that you are building and how you have stepped into accepting and working in your gifting that God has definitely gifted you to do, which is songwriting and producing. So we're looking forward to having a great time with you on October 4th.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And thank you for coming in and sharing. And please, please, please don't be a stranger. Come mm-hmm. back.
Yeah, please.
I'm looking forward to that. I met your colleague, and she is great at all of the engineering part of this thing.
Yes. Wonderful.
I'm very excited about this opportunity. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good morning, Regina.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope our listeners are doing well. And thanks again for tuning in to High Desert Dialogue.
Yes, we absolutely appreciate you. We're at that time of year where there's a lot going on in community, and a lot of our local nonprofits are busy, busy, busy because the holiday season is quickly approaching.
And what a year for all of our nonprofits in the High Desert.
Yes.
A great year. Thank you to those who helped with donations to help volunteer. So thank you again to our,
yes.
All of our nonprofits this
Absolutely.
Year.
But our work is not quite done yet, mm-hmm. right? Because as I was saying, we're getting ready for the holiday season, so there's a lot. You know, Roxanne, we anticipate that the need is going to be greater, you know, and we hear that every year, mm-hmm. but it's the truth nonetheless. Many, many, many of our citizens are very challenged. Especially going into the holiday season. And so we want to do what we can to make sure that we take care of as many of those as we can. And that's where our nonprofits normally come in. They are who I call our frontline soldiers. And this lady who is with us today is definitely a frontline soldier. I met her, I think, a couple of years back, and just a joy. She has just been an extraordinary joy, just such a great heart and spirit. And what I love is that her family mm-hmm. is really equally involved in her efforts. So they support her, but they also give her manpower, too. They help, you know, for the cause. And so we're excited to welcome back because she's been here with us before. So we're excited to welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Monique Kinnemer. Who is the executive director of Furnish Faith, right?
Yes.
And Monique, welcome. I'm going to ask
back.
You to give us a little bit of background about Furnish Faith, what it is, what you do, how you do it.
And thank you for having me back again.
Oh, you're welcome anytime.
So what we do is we provide furniture for families that were recently homeless or... they have, you know, there was a situation of domestic violence, flood, mm-hmm. fire, anything that, you know, life can throw at them.
Right, kind of displaced them.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we take donated furniture, usually used furniture, mm-hmm. and we make it all nice and pretty, try to do that, and then give it to the people that really need it. And everything that we do is provided for free.
Everything.
Isn't that just so unique?
I
just love it. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And so, you know, one of the things is for nonprofits to do this work, they need a little bit more than just compassion and passion and, you know, a will to get up every day and do this work. They need some funding. They need some mm-hmm. financing, right?
Yes.
And so you have a special event that's coming up where community can get involved, have a great time, have a fun evening, right?
Yes.
And then also, but it will also help the efforts of your nonprofit. So tell us about that upcoming event, all the who, what, where, when, mm-hmm. how.
Okay. So we're doing a Quartermania. It's going to be our first, not just only our first Quartermania, but also our first fundraising event.
Wow.
So we're very excited about it because, you know, compared to most nonprofits, we're still pretty young in mm-hmm. our development. So our Quartermania is going to be on October 3rd at Foremost in Hesperia.
Okay.
Starts at 5 o'clock, and it's going to go until everything is gone.
Okay.
The tickets are $20.
Okay.
For adults, $10 for kids. And that includes a meal.
Wow.
So we plan to have lots of vendors, food, fun, maybe some little games for the kids. We hope that it's going to be a good time, that is going to be bringing not just a fundraiser, but also bringing people together, you know, to enjoy time together, for fellowship, for, you know, for getting to know each other and just enjoying their time together.
Yeah, so having a good time. This takes place, you said, on October 3rd.
Yes.
The time of it is?
5 o'clock.
Okay, and the location?
Foremost in Hesperia.
Okay. And so that's 17583 Sultana Street in Hesperia, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you're going to have an auction?
Yes. Well,
okay,
we
so
will
tell
have
me
a,
about that.
We're actually going to have a raffle. Mm-hmm. So the raffle tickets will be sold there at the event. But if a toy is brought in, a new toy valued at, say, you know, $5 or $10 or more, for every toy that is brought in, you get a free raffle ticket.
Oh, okay. And so the toys that will be collected will be used for what?
The toys that will be collected will be used, will be given to Cars Collision Auto Repair Specialists
yes.
on Main well, Street.
Their famous
Hesperia.
Toy drive, yes.
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 So we they are one of our best partners, and we want to help support them as well. So we'd like to do what we can by providing, collecting toys.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Just in time for the holiday event. Season. What great
I
timing.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And I believe that they are in their ninth year.
Yes.
Of being a blessing to our community at Christmas time mm-hmm. with these toys. They do just an amazing job.
Yes.
And so if someone comes to the event and they want to be a part of the raffle, if they mm-hmm. bring a toy valued at $5 or more,
yes,
then that will get them a chance to enter into the raffle, right?
Yes, that gets them a free ticket.
Wonderful.
Free raffle ticket. And it's not just there's no limit on the amount of toys you can bring in for free tickets.
Oh,
okay.
So if you bring in 10 toys or 5 toys, then that's how many raffle tickets you'll get.
And awesome. This is your first fundraiser.
Yes.
And you've existed for what, about a year?
Officially 1 year, about a year. Okay.
1 year.
This month.
And this is your first fundraiser.
Yes.
And so the reason that I bring that up is because I think it's important that organizations like this are the very organizations that we want to support, because every dime raised goes back to community.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You do this work. Nobody is being paid on staff.
No.
It's all volunteers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so everything that you receive gets put back into community. And I think that's hugely important for us as community to know. And especially at this time of year, Roxanne, when we're looking at where we're going to spend our dollars or donate mm-hmm. our dollars,
yes.
It's mm-hmm. organizations like yours that we want to look at. So if somebody is interested in learning more about the organization, making a donation, supporting by volunteering time, service, products, that kind of thing. How can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
And then are you also, Monique, looking for any particular furniture or just in general any furniture that, you know, the High Desert can donate to help out?
One of the number one requests that we get is for dressers.
Okay.
Lots of people need dressers because when they move into a place, they don't have a dresser, then unfortunately they're close down the floor, maybe in a box.
Yes.
And we've gone to homes that, I mean, simple things that you don't think about, like hangers.
Okay.
You know, we saw kids' clothes on the floor because there were no hangers.
Mm.
So we brought some hangers, and the kids just get so excited, and they start hanging up their stuff.
Right. So for those of you who are listening this morning and you're cleaning out your closet and you got some hangers or you got a dresser.
Do some fall cleaning.
Yes,
we've heard of spring
doing
cleaning.
That, yes,
do fall
that fall cleaning.
If
you have those items, please, please, please reach out to Monique. And Monique, they can do that at, how can they get mm-hmm. in contact with you?
Well, our website is still under construction. We hope to have it done within the week.
Okay.
But our phone number for Furnished Faith is 760-927-7666.
Okay. All right. All right. And so any of those items that you may have as you're cleaning out this Saturday or Sunday morning, you're going to want to place a call and donate those things to Furnish Faith. And then on October 3rd.
See, we're still thinking about summer, Regina. I know.
I love summer. On October 3rd, you're going to want to take the family to Quartermania at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Have dinner and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there's food, games, prizes, that kind of thing, and all for a good cause, right? So, Monique, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
After our event, if there are people that would like to continue to donate toys, feel free to drop them off at Cars over on Main Street in Hesperia.
Yes.
They can, Monday through Friday, they can take the toys.
Yes.
Anytime.
Yeah, during their business hours.
So think about that for
the holidays. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank you again for coming in today. Being with us is always wonderful to have your light in the studio. And thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing, being a frontline soldier, serving those in our community that really have a need. And there's nothing like, trying to make sure you have your own place and then have a place to put your things, right?
Yes, or something as simple as a dining table where family can get together and eat together or do homework. And, they don't have to lay down on the floor to do everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we want to thank you and your beautiful family, your organization, for the wonderful work that you're doing in our community. Feel free at any time to come back and share with us and let us know how we can better support and meet the needs of what you guys are out there doing. So thank you for what you do.
Monique,
give us
your phone number one more time.
Yes, it's 760-927-7666. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.